attended by a
doctor, physician.
And the girl who will take care of you?
Nurse.
If you want to take the train?
You go to the depot.
And if you want to take the bus?
And anywhere on the road, you just go out and wave your hand, it stops for you.
If you're in, what if you're in Chickasha?
Well, I have a depot in Chickasha, but out in the country, they just stop anywhere. I quite often walk over to the road there and ride into Chickasha and walk out in front of them.
Uh-huh. Now see, Chickasha is what in the county government?
It's the county seat.
And the courthouse is located where in the county seat? Any special?
Well, it's on Choctaw Avenue in Chickasha. So.
Is there a square there?
No.
It's just...
That's southern.
Uh-huh.
I've never had the courthouse square. I don't believe we have them. Very few towns in this part now, in the eastern part of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen them over there quite a bit, mm-hmm. but not here.
Did they have public transportation in Chickasha before they got buses?
They did have. They had streetcars.
And did they have bells on them that you could pull up?
Mm-hmm.
And
climb at the bell?
Yeah. No, I was wondering when your street came up or something.
No, yes, there was a bell pull that you did. But that was climb at the bell.
I used to enjoy that as a boy. Oh, I liked the streetcars. I got more fun out of those. For a dime, you get lots of miles.
Oh, yes, if you do have a transfer, you can get all of them down practically for a nickel on it. You know just where you can make a transfer and then kind of double back on your track bill.
I used to ride in the bus.
I used to date a streetcar conductor from the city. I'm from the city. We'd ride all afternoon for a nickel to see the whole town. Because he knew the system. We just get transfer after transfer. Never did play out.
Washington, D.C., we say, is the seat of the federal
government. Mm-hmm.
1861 to 1865 were the dates of what?
The Civil War.
And then the North and the South did what?
Fought each other, I guess.
And the sheriff is supposed to preserve
peace.
Or anything else. He protects.
He protects property and lives and everything. He's the protective custodian, I guess.
Is it ever said that he preserves law and order?
Yeah.
What?
I think a policeman or a sheriff either wouldn't be an officer to preserve law and order.
Oh.
And that law and order both goes together. That's
yeah.
one phrase that you know.
Not law and order either.
No.
What did they do to horse thieves here in the early days?
Well, my guess at first, I don't recall any hanging like that, but in the early days, we had a horse thief association.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you ever heard of that.
I heard about that this morning.
Everybody belonged to it, and they really did get the job done, and anything else that was done, you know, any other
law enforcement,
they were all sworn in as deputies.
Mm.
They called the whole community out. I know that Mustang, they had a very active anti-horse thief association, and somebody came in there, stole one of our neighbor's horses, a mare and colt. And it was a year and a half before they found them, but they were way down in Alabama, and they found them and got them back.
Got their horses back.
And then usually wasn't that long. They didn't get that far away, but then that was one time he made his getaway.